Krishna. Go beyond the sentimental practice of bhakti to relish the sentiments coming from bhakti. The sentimental practice of bhakti means that we let our practice of bhakti be dependent on the sentiments. Sometimes when we feel good, yes, I'll practice bhakti enthusiastically. Sometimes when we don't feel good, oh, I'll just give that practice. I will do whatever else feels good. Now, if our practice of bhakti stays on the sentimental platform like this, then it cannot become steady, because the mind will keep blocking our connection with Krishna. And because of that block connection, that interrupted or block connection, Krishna's mercy, cleansing mercy, will not be able to cleanse us. Just like a patient who takes medicine intermittently will not get as much benefit as the patient who takes the medicine consistently. So like that, if we want the proper purification and the elevation of consciousness that comes by the practice of bhakti, then we need to go beyond the sentimental practice of bhakti. And Krishna, see, such a devotee who goes beyond mundane sentiments is very dear to me. Yasman no dvijate loko, lokan no dvijate chayaha, harshamar shabhyo dvegair mukto yasacha me priyaha. So in the 12th chapter from verses 13 to 20, Krishna lists the qualities in a devotee that endear the devotee to Krishna. And here in this verse he's telling yasman no dvijate loko, that a person who is not agitated by others, who doesn't get too morose or too elated. Oh, this person spoke that to me, that person spoke that to me. A person doesn't get agitated by that, because that person knows, internally, I am trying to serve Krishna to the best of my capacity, and I'll keep doing that no matter what happens. Yasma no dvijate loko, loka no dvijate chayaha. A person does not go about agitating people also. Sometimes some people get pleasure in causing agitation to others. When people hear what I say and they get extremely worked up, oh, then I spoke something. Otherwise, if you stay calm after what I speak, then what is the impact of what I spoke? So people sometimes become transmitter of agitating news just to get a sense of self-worth. But a serious devotee doesn't get caught in such mundane emotions. Yasman no dvijate loko, lokan no dvijate chayaha, harsham arshabhayo dvegair mukto. Mukto, one who is free from emotions. What emotions? Harsha, jubilation, amarsha, dejection, bhaya, bhaya is fear, udvega is moroseness. So all such emotions, mukto. So these are all material emotions that can come from the ups and downs of life. And they can come also from the ups and downs of the mind itself. When we are trying to practice bhakti, and sometimes we get taste, sometimes we don't get taste. But a devotee, mukto. Devotee doesn't let oneself get affected by such emotions. Yes, those emotions come, but the devotee decides, yes, they will come, they will go. I will not let my practice of bhakti be a function of such emotions. So when the devotee practices bhakti, not sentimentally, but determinedly, then gradually the mind becomes purified. And as the mind becomes purified, then one comes to the more and more to the spiritual platform. One starts connecting with Krishna more and more. And thus one relishes bhakti more and more. And then as we come to the spiritual platform, beyond the sine waves of the mind, which keep our consciousness going from goodness to passion to ignorance to goodness to passion to ignorance, when we go beyond that, then we can relish the authentic sentiments coming from bhakti. We can realize for ourselves the truth of what Krishna says about the process of bhakti. Susukham kartum avyayam. We can, our consciousness becomes steadily fixed on Krishna, we can relish his attractiveness, we can relish his beauty, we can relish his many wonderful qualities, and thus our practice, we will relish the happiness, love, and a variety of other ecstatic emotions that emerge from the steady practice of bhakti. Thank you.